בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני ספסי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. We've been discussing one of the most important and fundamental mitzvahs, the mitzvah to love Hashem. That although it is such a fundamental and basic prerequisite to the Torah, nevertheless, at face value, it is quite a difficult mitzvah to fulfill, seeing as Hashem is an abstract being that is difficult for us to connect with due to our human limitations. We've discussed that when one views life through the lens of everything that I experience is a gift from Hashem, that is one of the greatest conduits to bringing me to sincerely loving Hashem. Because if I internalize the values of Emunah, that Hashem is the only one providing me with everything I have in my life, and that He owes me nothing, and anything that He gives me is not because it is due payment to me, but rather because He is just sending me a gift. By internalizing this mode of thought, one certainly will come to loving Hashem. And as always, the solution to all challenges and problems, I have the opportunity constantly to talk to Hashem about anything and everything. And if I have a mitzvah to love Hashem and it's difficult for me, the first thing to do should be to talk to Hashem and say, Hashem, I want to love you and fulfill this mitzvah in the right way. But I'm actually finding that it's quite difficult to love a being that I don't see, I don't hear. Please, can you help me? I really want to fulfill this mitzvah in the best way possible. And I'm asking you to guide me to know how to do so. If there's some inspiration and perhaps Torah literature available to teach me how to love you, please, Hashem, guide me to find that course that will be best for me to follow. And I've learned that the Rambam teaches the way to come to love you, Hashem, is by seeing and taking note of your creations. Please, Hashem, grant me the opportunities to be able to see and experience and take note and admire your incredible creations. When there is a beautiful sunset, let me not just take out a camera in order to share the picture with someone else, but rather let me stop for a moment and appreciate the beautiful sunset. And at the same time, Hashem, please help me to be so grateful for everything that you give me. Please, Hashem, help me to sincerely internalize that you owe me nothing and that really I am the poorest person in the world. Because without you, I have absolutely nothing. No money, no food, no clothes, no health. And you don't owe me anything, but nevertheless, you have blessed me with countless gifts every moment of my day, every moment of my life. Please, Hashem, help me to make a commitment to you, to talk to you every day, and as part of our personal conversation, let me dedicate a certain amount of time to thank you for all the gifts. We all get busy with many endeavors, and without making a commitment of a certain amount of time that we dedicate and commit to talking to Hashem, our personal relationship can very easily fall through the cracks. It would be very advisable, in addition to committing to talking to Hashem about anything that we might want, to commit to a certain period of time every day where we just thank Hashem and try take note of all the tremendous miracles, all the tremendous gifts that He blesses us with all the time. Thank you so much, Hashem, for all the incredible gifts that you have blessed me with.